The people were dumped along the street and some in the bush. After some time, we managed to send them back, just helping them to carry their belongings. After the lawyer intervened and a date was put forward for the hearing of the case in court. So at the moment, although they are back, but there's no roof over their head. There's no food. Things were scattered about. Some have lost blankets, and others have just taken their belongings to a relative or a friend, and they've returned to camp around, putting some, you know, whatever, so that they can spend a night or so there. Yeah, so it's very pathetic. People are very critical. Like where we are here, that's where they destroy the chickens, the ducks, the dogs, and they kill deliberately. I have taken one to Central Hospital, from Central Hospital to Ingucheni. He's detained there. Another guy, right as I'm talking about now, I came to pass it through. He's also now confused, and tomorrow I'll take him to the hospital. Most likely they'll again detain him at Ingucheni Hospital. This is how bad the situation is.
So now, are you supplying any food to these people, and clothing and some kind of, you know, any kind of assistance that you're giving?
As far as the food situation is concerned, I've got bits and pieces, cabbages, mealy meal, but which is not enough. Like tomorrow we'll be distributing 77 blankets, which we received from World Vision. That's all they could get, and nothing further. They showed me the warehouse is empty. There is no food. I remember some children fainting soon as they came back from school to find there was no home any longer. And they asked me, they said, "Pastor, does it mean to say that these people are going to build us a better home?" I said, "No."